Hey everyone, Jack from Radio Laurier here, and I'm here today talking to the Plane Spotters. Is it the Plane Spotters or just Plane Spotters?
Yeah, the Plane Spotters. At least awesome. That's what's on our Instagram page.
So. Nice. Awesome. Sweet. So we'll start by just kind of going down the line and just tell me like your name, what you play, like what you do in the group. And then also mention if you're a Laurier student, because we're at Radio Laurier. Mm-hmm. Start with you.
Yeah, starting it off. Hi, I'm Jotham, or Joe for short. I play the bass in the Plane Spotters, and I graduated from Laurier Music in 2023.
Nice.
My name's Evan. I'm on the keyboard, as well as some synth sounds, auxiliary sounds, and I'm not a Laurier alum. I'm awesome. Waterloo.
Oh,
My name's Adam. I'm the singer. I do vocals, and then I also do acoustic guitar.
Awesome.
I'm not a Laurier alumni. Oh,
That's okay. That's fine.
But I'm happy to be here regardless.
Glad to hear it. And so how many of you are there typically? Because there's quite a few of you normally.
Yeah, there's I think a total of six of us.
Wow.
Six of us, I think.
I come and go.
Yeah,
kind of crew. Yeah.
Had a few people like kind of swap in and out just to kind of, you know, still in the process of kind of finding the whole team, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
like really cool. Finding a time to rehearse, almost impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. It's always cool to see like a band in those early stages, because like every time that you see them, like the group is different a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, okay. It's interesting. I guess tell me a bit about like how it all started, how the Plane Spotters came together.
Well, this formed out of an earlier project that most of us were in, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you know, fluctuation of the band.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another drummer who used to be in town. He's since moved on to Montreal for bigger and better things. But he was kind of, you know, part of the community and setting up a lot of, like, experimental projects, and we were one of these. And so we made our debut at one of these festivals down in Kitchener. It's the Rekindling Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun place. Really fun to play for. And then since then we decided, well, you know, the feeling was there. We all like kind of the same rep, and so let's go for it.
Awesome. Very nice. It's a great story. Awesome. And tell me about like the name, the Plane Spotters. Like where did it come from?
Too bad Max isn't here to explain that one.
We're missing Max, who at least in my for me, initiated the first DM to say, hey, want to come join us for some music? And Max is currently en route, if I understand correctly, to begin school for air traffic control. Or at least has expressed an interest and maybe had a couple interviews in that mm-hmm. field. And so it's also a bit of a play on words, though, because it's not spelt plain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. spelled a little different and... I think it's kind of cool in a way it's up for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I personally see it as like some sort of, maybe it's a mythical creature that.
It does. That's cool. Yeah. Honestly, because I'd mostly only ever seen it written down as you were talking about air traffic control, I was kind of like, what does that have to do with? Anyway, and then I went, oh, right. Like, yeah. That's a really cool job too. Mm-hmm. Air traffic control. That's sick. And so how would you describe kind of like the vibe and the energy and the sound of the Plane Spotters?
I think like we definitely have like a bit of like an ambient sound. We've been doing like a lot of like covers and it mm-hmm. ranges. Like there's quite a bit of variety in songs. But I'd say like to encapsulate all the different songs we have been covering and what songs we're going for when we've get to the writing stage is going to be sort of like a ambient kind of maybe indie. I don't know. Mm. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely converging on something as we're developing our taste and picking out like different songs to cover as we build up to making out some originals pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I would say there's also a little bit. So I know myself and I believe also Moses, one of the guitarists, are both sort of jazz trained. And so there's a bit of jazz fusion inspiration there. Try to spice things up with some more, you know, funky chords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at least Maya, and I'm trying to work that in wherever I can. And mm-hmm. I think we're going to converge on something that might not be any specific genre, mm-hmm. but it might be its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say I feel like it has that sound of kind of like people who have like a root in jazz, but you're not quite playing exactly jazz, but you're bringing those principles over. When I saw you guys play at the No Service show, you covered, I had to look it up to remember what it's even called. You covered Dijo's End of Beginning, mm-hmm. which I feel like is a very mm-hmm. interesting song to cover. And it turned out very well. But I feel like that's kind of a good encapsulation almost, in my head at least, mm-hmm. what it is. And I'm forgetting what my next, I put my phone down and then I realized that all my notes are on my phone. I have to pick it back up to check. And so I'm curious what y'all have been listening to lately, as far as music goes.
I've been really on a Mark Lethierry grind sesh. recently saw him live at a Corey Wong concert.
Oh, wow.
And Moses, our one guitarist who is not here tonight, got his guitar signed by him, guitar. And I realized that night that I hadn't actually done that much of a deep dive on his music, and so I've been just putting him on shuffle essentially and seeing what's out there, and it's almost just like ad after ad to my playlists. Mm-hmm. And
awesome.
Really enjoy his sound, but also his writing style.
That's really neat. Really neat.
I've been so there's this 80s 70s Japanese funk pop bands, mm-hmm. Cassiopeia.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I found them like a month ago, and it's been nonstop, and just keep the heartbeat up, and yeah, I'm loving it.
It's great. They're fantastic, and I feel like all of their song names are in Japanese, so like my car stereo will just give me like a bunch of asterisks.
It was so
when they come up.
I proposed playing one of their songs as a cover, and they were like, oh, what song is it? And I'm like, well, I don't know, but let me play it for you.
Exactly. Like, no, it's this one. It's this song.
Yeah, it's like the third one on the most listened to. Yeah.
Awesome. I've been listening to quite a bit of stuff, a bunch of different stuff. Well, definitely War on Drugs, like Thinking of mm-hmm. a Place is one song we've been covering. And so like that's kind of gotten me into them a lot, and I really like their stuff. And I've also been listening to a band called, I think it's pronounced Wonder Horse.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're really mm-hmm. cool. They're kind of like a grunge rocky band. And then Ocean Alley, they're an Australian indie rock band. And I've really been kind of grooving with them. So
really cool. Yeah. Wow. And I guess kind of on a similar vibe of sort of what music y'all are into, are there any like movie scores or movie soundtracks that you feel really either like you just can't get them out of your head, or they just like you watch the movie and you were like obsessed with the soundtrack?
Video game soundtracks.
Oh, video absolutely. Video game soundtracks. All that.
Yeah, we covered the Donkey Kong ambient water theme.
That's awesome.
And I think we have another video game cover in our set now from Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Castlevania, I forget.
Castlevania, nice. Yeah.
That'll be good.
I think it's cool to take these video game pieces that maybe were designed to be played on like a really bitty Game Boy or something mm-hmm. like that, but then put our spin on it, and in the completely different spirit, we have six people covering it rather than mm-hmm. like six bits or whatever. Yeah. And so
some of these Japanese composers for Nintendo are geniuses.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You go and like mm-hmm. work out the parts they were playing, and there's like three or four part harmonies and things mm-hmm. going on. It's like a really golden opportunity to find some good material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's, I'm always amazed by like Zelda's one that always stands out to me of like, they kind of keep like the same songs, but they just upgraded the instruments
like
as it goes on.
It, yeah.
And I wrote a whole paper in university about the music in Breath of the Wild, which is just so crazy. Like we'll be here for an hour if I go into it.
I love that soundtrack. Yeah.
It's so great. So simple too.
I think one thing that's really nice about like doing the Donkey Kong song, Aquatic Ambience, I think mm-hmm. is what it's called. Is like when people hear it, like we always have people that are like, oh, like this like nostalgic part of me, like remember mm-hmm. that song. And it kind of brings back like a memory of like you playing it as a kid. And I think a lot of people like get a lot of joy from hearing that when they hear it. So that's kind of a cool thing about doing the video game covers.
We should tap into that more and find some like Mario Kart pieces or something like that.
That'd be great.
Our lots target audience we know would love.
I've been seeing these videos lately of bands who do like live Mario Kart, where it's like people like play Mario Kart and they play as they go. And that to me would I would love to go to one of those. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, those would be cool. Those are really cool.
Yeah. I'm curious if there are any influences for you guys that maybe aren't musical influences. Maybe they've affected like how you play. But kind of people that you think about are just things, shows, TV, movies, whatever, or video games that you feel like has helped shape how you play your music, but that aren't specifically musical.
It's a hard question.
Thank you. Yeah. I try.
I have like one person actually just in my life that comes to mind, like my good friend Jess. She's just got like a really like outgoing personality. And I actually like got a lot of like my music taste from her. Like we share like a very similar music taste, and I don't know, she kind of has inspired me with like getting like the energy on stage that I need to kind of present. So yeah, like I guess like that's someone in my life who's kind of inspired me and given me a bit of a
That's awesome. It's really nice to have kind of friends you can connect with musically. Not in like a band way, but in like a like you listen to like the same music.
Definitely. That's where I get like all my music from, is like, you know, I love that aspect of it, is sharing music with people and just getting everyone's different genres. But
love it.
How about you guys?
That's a really tough question.
I don't even know if I answered it right, but
you know. No, that was good.
I feel like my answer is kind of cheating, but I had a really great couple of drama classes in high school that really taught me to kind of be a bit more carefree in a performance setting. And so really at the end of the day, whatever happens on stage, I think I'm cool with it. And even if I make a big mistake, maybe it was on purpose. They'll never know.
I think there's a famous quote from some jazz musician. I don't want to make a name up, so I won't say one. But like, you know, there's no such thing as a wrong note, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe that counts as a musical influence, but I don't know.
You're good.
I definitely take that to heart.
Awesome, I like that a lot. That's really cool. And what would be, I guess, like what would be a dream act for y'all to collaborate with? Any act, no matter how big, small, alive, dead. Any.
That's a great. Is it like as us individually or as a band? Like maybe
I would say as a band.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's deliberate. Huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about Snarky Puppy? I know you like Snarky Puppy.
Oh sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got two out of three, Adam. What do you think?
Snarky Puppy. I honestly have not listened to a ton of them. So.
Okay.
Ooh. But like Wolfpack would be. Really
That's true. Yeah. That's maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
Upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more from what I have speed, heard of Snarky Puppy, like it's great. Yeah. I'll play with them. Be really cool.
Yeah, I feel like someone like Wolfpack and your guys' style. That's you got those kind of like jazz and funky elements. Mm-hmm. I find that collaboration is really easy for those. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of like jump right into it, get moving.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, I just got the Joe Dart signature bass, so hopefully it's cool that there's two of those on one stage.
That's our ticket in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Another maybe tricky question. I put all my hard questions at the end, which I feel like I really should have kind of sprinkled them through it. Hypothetical. A boat is sinking. The boat has every album in existence on records. You can save one. What album do you save?
Maybe I just feel this way because it was just Christmas, but I might have to go for the Charlie Brown Christmas album.
I knew the moment these in Christmas, I was like, it's gotta be the Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, it's gotta be the Vince Guaraldi. I saw it live this year.
Oh, really?
In Guelph, and that was really wonderful. And it's like one of the two or three things I have on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I don't know. Can you listen to it when it's not December? I guess I'll have to find out when the boat sinks. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. People ask me, like, people all the time ask me as someone who works in radio, like, what's your favorite album? And I'm always like, you can't ask me that.
Yeah. I asked that question. You can't
ask that for me.
And this might be a really controversial answer, but I might go for Yeezus by Kanye.
Yeah.
That thing was like, I'm not going to say it's like a masterpiece in some generic sense, but I think that specific album for me really opened my eyes to things like music criticism. Mm-hmm. And how do you like analyze music and why do people love or hate this thing? Mm-hmm. That was a really like transforming album, I remember.
Yeah. It's hard. Art criticism is hard. It's really hard to get an idea of like what to look for, what to listen for.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. This is a definitely like very hard question. The first thing that popped into my head, and maybe this is a little boring, but it does speak to me. The Rubber Soul Beatles album is like the first CD I had as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I just like listened to it all the time, and it got me like into rock and roll. And yeah, it was
awesome.
I just like still listen to so many songs on that album. So
sweet.
Yeah.
That's really sick. That's really cool. Well, that's honestly really all the questions that I had prepped for y'all. Before I let you go, I'll ask if there's anything coming up that you want to plug, that you want to mention. I will briefly say, stay tuned to the Radio Laurier socials because maybe you'll see something come up with the Plane Spotters soon once we finalize details. But apart from that, anything y'all want to bring up?
Yeah, we've actually got a show coming up.
Ooh.
Do you guys remember the time? It was...
It's 8 p.m.
Yeah, doors are at 7.
Doors are 7.
8 to 10, Harut Cafe in Toronto. And the date is Sunday, February...
9th, I think.
9th.
Yeah. Let's say February 9th. And if it's not... yeah.
I think for sure.
February 9th, Toronto.
So it's a bit of a schlep. It's out in Toronto, but you'll see us in full form. There'll be all six of us instead of three. 2 hours of music.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It'll
be really cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Nice. I spend some weekends in Toronto, so if I can, I'll try to show up, but I can't promise anything. But I'll let you know in case I can. Sure. Yeah, it was great talking to y'all. Thank you for coming in. Eventually, when you start releasing your own music, feel free to send it into Radio Laurier, and we can definitely add it into our collection. Yeah. It was great talking to y'all. Everybody go check out Plane Spotters. Want to plug your IG really quick, or Instagram?
Yeah, I think it's literally at
the Plane Spotters. Spotters.
That's what I think too.
Spelled P-L-A-I-N. With the intention of playing like an airplane.
Yeah. It's a pun. Awesome. Thank you all so much. And thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Here.